This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Welcome to the show. We are gauging right now at number 2 across 89 radio stations in 91 affiliates and into 53 countries across the globe, and we appreciate your listenership big time here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Remember on January 3rd of 2018, I did an article called The New Administration's Push for War. And I gave you a quote by President John F. Kennedy when he said, mankind must put an end to war before war puts an end to mankind. Just think about that. Mankind must put an end to war before it puts an end to mankind. I brought up during that column, during that topic on the radio program, Vice President Dick Cheney's former advisor pushing for a new war. We're going to be talking about that up and coming. I actually found the video. They didn't post it until after January. And it's interesting information, but folks, it rings true of what we were highlighting, that they are pushing for a new war using the same old talking points. And again, I'm going to show you that liars have a history of lying, and I want to bring to remembrance that in every war, the first casualty is always the truth, 844. When you get a moment. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments. Before we get to that, I want to take you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I want you to listen carefully. This headline, it agitates me. It really does. But again, this is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. How is Trump supposed to negotiate immigration when his opponents are constantly calling him a racist? America, is this what we're coming to? We care more about lawless individuals and what they're calling us rather than enforcing the law against their crimes? Again, here's the headline, sonsoflibertymedia.com. How is Trump supposed to negotiate immigration when his opponents are constantly calling him a racist? Well, we already know where the word racist came from. It's to browbeat dissenters. Leon Trotsky contrived this word. He created this word out of thin air. In other words, accuse others of what you're guilty of. His brother, Joseph Goebbels, I'm being facetious, but in the spirit, they're both children of Belial, sons of the devil. But listen to their tactics. Listen to their talking points. Was it not Donald Trump, not too long ago, that had shared with the American people that he is the president of the United States of America and he can do whatever he wants to do with the DOJ? And yet we have people sympathizing with Donald Trump, the commander-in-chief, because those lawless ones, those that you call the left, are name-calling. You know, I'm from North Minneapolis. It's kind of the hood in North Minneapolis, okay? And I'm from North Minneapolis, and it's a part of Minneapolis. And guess what? It's on the north side. But it's interesting to note that, you know, you'd be going up and down the streets, and you'd see these folks being pulled over by the police. And it's interesting the name that these criminals would call the police. They would name call them. They'd call them pigs. They would call them the fuzz. They'd call them everything under the sun. But it didn't stop the police from enforcing the law against their crimes, because the police expected them to call them names, good police. See, and the fact of the matter is we have to get back to the fact and be a principled people and get back to the fact that we are there and appointed for a reason. And I'm speaking of Donald Trump right now. Again, what am I talking about? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. How is Trump supposed to negotiate immigration when his opponents are constantly calling him a racist? Give me a break. I mean, that's like a guy robbing a bank or robbing a store or committing a crime, and all of a sudden the police officer busts him in the act. And all of a sudden the criminal turns around and starts to name call the police officer. You know, the peace officer, he who is there to enforce the law against their crimes, right? And all of a sudden the police officer didn't like the fact that the criminal was calling him a name, so he got back in his car and drove away. Like someone just whipped him with a paper. Is that a good cop? Absolutely not. So why should we expect anything less from a Donald Trump? Folks, this is absolutely ridiculous. And furthermore, I have highlighted the crimes of Paul Ryan against we the people. When he committed the omnibus bill, his first legislative act in America, and his complete sellout and betrayal of we the people on a $1.1 trillion omnibus bill that did nothing but fund DACA. And I had shared with you, I don't care who the head is, who the new player is. They're all actors. And I said, you can mark my word, the agenda is going to go forward regardless of who the new president is or not. Or what he says about DACA or illegal immigration. Because you need to understand, America, that the president of the United States is taking orders. And though he acts as if he is the president of the United States, don't forget what Billy Bob Clinton, Donald Trump's friend, remember they're good people, he doesn't want to hurt them, the Clintons, said Donald Trump. Don't forget what Bill Clinton said back in the 90s when he said, there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over. And I want to tell you something, that's exactly right. Because the Bible tells me that my father is the governor of all nations. And it tells me as well, friends, in the book of Isaiah, that the government is settled and set upon the shoulders of my big brother, the captain of my salvation. His name is Jesus Christ. And either we're going to stand on the side of being blessed by God, or we're going to stand on the side of being cursed by God. But when we look at issues like DACA today and other issues, a whole plethora of them, friends, in topic, keep in mind that America, you are under a perfect judgment of a just and a holy God. And I'm absolutely humored once again that I've been on the radio for about 15, 16, 17 years now. I don't know the exact number. I'm not counting the days. But the fact of the matter is I'm still waiting for somebody to tell me what the Bible doesn't say so I can tell them what it does say. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I'm going to hit a couple other topics before we actually get over to the topic of the day. And I'm going to play some audio for you from this warmonger, Dick Cheney's former advisor. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my My War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump onto our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. And if you'd like to jump over onto our Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean YouTube page, please do. We've just recently loaded up five more videos over the last 2 weeks, folks, and I'm telling you what, that is some serious work. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty YouTube, or Sons of Liberty Bradley Dean, don't forget the double E, YouTube page. Check out those videos. They're short videos bringing about, again, a plethora of topics, giving you the answers to America's dilemma. Rather than magnifying the crime against the law, we're magnifying the law of, first and foremost, common law, which is our form of government based on the Mosaic Institution, and constitutional law and the enumerated laws found within, magnifying them against the crime to bring about the answer, setting forth judgments within the gates that we might have peace and righteousness established within. Read Isaiah 51:4 when you get a moment. Isaiah 51:4. Also wanted to let you know that if you'd like to call in, please stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, let's say it together, friends, in unison across the country, across the globe. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be, again, when your brains are in someone else's head. Here we follow the Christ, period, with the mind of Christ, by the Holy Ghost, who sets men free. free. That's what he does, and he has, and he is continuously doing that because the Bible tells us that he is alive forevermore. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13, verse 8, and you can also go over to Malachi 3:16. I am the Lord thy God, I change not, and he's faithful unto all generations, might I add. That means me and you. He's the same as he was during the very beginning days of man's existence upon this globe. So, without further ado, let's go back to the sonsoflibertymedia.com before we bring you over to this audio concerning Dick Cheney and his former war advisor. We'll dissect that just a little bit, but I want you to hear for yourself the same old talking points. Folks, it sounds like we're talking about what was going on concerning the dictatorship of Saddam Hussein in the war in Iraq, and then going back to Gaddafi, and then going back to the Ayatollah Khomeini. Folks, I mean, it's the same talking points. And we got to take heed, and we need take heed. That means pay careful attention to the warnings that have been given by President Eisenhower back in January of 1961 concerning the military-industrial complex, friends. Because, again, friends, no matter who is the head or the faceplate, let's put it that way, or the front in the White House, friends, keep in mind the agenda is still going forward because God is in control. I know man wants to think that he's in control. But regardless if he thinks he is or not, it doesn't matter. He's not in control of anything because the Bible tells us that the way of man is not within himself. And it also tells us that the king's heart, regardless of who you are, the king's heart, see where kings and priests, right, Christians are, but the king's heart is in the Lord's hand and he turns it whithersoever he will. Good, bad, or ugly, it all rains on the just and on the unjust. You reap what you sow, okay? In context, line upon line, precept upon precept. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com also just posted, it's time to disband the CIA. It's time to disband the CIA. Listen to what Harry Truman, you know, the buck stops here, President. Listen to what he said. He said, for some time, I've been disturbed by the way that the CIA has been diverted from its original assignment. He said it has become an optional and at times a policy-making arm of the government. See, folks, the bottom line is they have no constitutional authority to do such. And also keep in mind, during the inception of the CIA, don't forget about the Bushes and their links to the Third Reich, friends. Just go ahead and do a Google search on Prescott Bush and his indictment and dig into it and ask the question, why was he indicted? You will see that he was illegally financing Hitler's war. Just think about that, America. Well, 405,399 men fought, bled, and died fighting against the tyrant, Adolf Hitler. The Bushes were secretly funding his war. Just think about that. To establish the Third Reich, a new world order. Nobody has advocated for a new world order more than George Bush Sr. They call him Evil Poppy, friends. Whistleblowers and insiders say that he's the most evil man alive. Just think about that. And the American people, in their stupidity and their blindness and in their deafness, couldn't even tell the difference. Because that's all Georgie had to do is say that he was a Christian, and people took him for face value when we're to judge him by his fruit. Listen again to what the President of the United States of America said back in the 50s. He said, I would have never agreed to the formulation of the Central Intelligence Agency back in 47 if I had known it would become the American Gestapo. Now, if you think about the Gestapo, again, going back to Adolf Hitler, isn't it interesting that it was Joseph Mengele, SS officer under Adolf Hitler, that was an attempt and a coup to establish in so many different ways, friends, a new world order? Isn't he the one that said the more that we do to the people, the less they believe that we're doing it to them? Folks, a lot of what's going on in your country right now is simply contrived. by these organizations that have no constitutional authority. As a matter of fact, if you go to John Stockwell, former CIA official and author, he said it is the function of the CIA to keep the world unstable. Just think about this, America. And the media constantly puts them in a favorable light. Why? Because they have control over it. But again, Stockwell said it is the function of the CIA to keep the world unstable and to propagandize and teach the American people to hate, so we will let the establishment spend any amount of money on arms. Guess who's paying for all those arms, America? And that may explain one of the reasons that John F. Kennedy was assassinated outside of the Vietnam War. Why? Because he said, I will splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces and will scatter it into the winds. Shortly thereafter, he was assassinated. Folks, we need to understand a lot of these organizations. We see what's happening with the FBI right now. They can't be trusted. They're corrupt within. And it's not all of them again, but we're talking about the higher-ups, friends. There's no question about it. And there's levels to these organizations. Again, they're not all bad. They're not all bad in the CIA neither. But those that are in the CIA and those that are in the FBI need to take 15 minutes to read their oath that they swore to uphold concerning the laws of the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, regardless if it looks good or not. The fact of the matter is, do the honorable thing so we don't end up having Nuremberg trials like they did in May of 1945 after millions of people were slaughtered by, again, that dictator, Adolf Hitler. And I'm talking about the fact that there were many people that were in the Nuremberg trials that worked for the German government that said that they were only doing their job by not obeying God and their oath, but obeying the corrupt tyrant named Adolf Hitler. Now, who are they supposed to obey, friends? Who are they supposed to obey? They have an obligation before God and man that no matter who in government that represents the people, that violates even the smallest infraction of law found in, again, our Constitution or any other Constitution throughout the world, folks, those people have an obligation to right the wrongs regardless of who it is. Because not a one in any country that represents the people has a right to violate law. We've talked about that 1.5 million times, friends. And I think it's worthy that you take note of what's happening again in this country. And again, the CIA and the FBI have been exposed 1.5 million times over. So don't stand back and act like, geez, what just happened, when it happens again and again and again and again. Folks, we need to open our eyes and pay attention to what's going on our own watch. And during our time, short though it may be, we have a lot of work to do and we can win the day. Now, going forward, friends, because I'm going to set up this audio for you in just a moment. This is the United States imposing sanctions on two key North Korean officials. And what I'm going to do when we come back, I'm going to play this audio for you from John Hanna. He's a senior counsel at the foundation. Listen, he's the senior counsel and an advisor for Dick Cheney. Now, this is his foundation. At the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. Again, America, a defense for democracies, and we're allowing these people to advise the president when we're a constitutional republic, though we operate democratically within? Whoa. We're going to play some audio in just a couple moments. Stick with me, friends. Remember what John F. Kennedy said? Mankind must put an end to war before war puts an end to mankind. Be right back on the other side.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Let me do a little bit of a throwback just at the beginning of the month here concerning the new administration's push for war. Folks, it's not just this administration. It's administration after administration after administration after administration. And what we're seeing happen and what we're seeing unfolding today, friends, is just exactly what I had said was going to take place. And this has been transpiring for months and years, friends. As a matter of fact, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, tensions rise as North Korea mocks Trump's tweet. Spasm of a lunatic. Now, I got to just be honest with you. We need to be just like that of who holds the scales of justice. She has a blindfold on. We have to have a blindfold on in justice. God is not a respecter of persons, and the Lord says that a false balance is an abomination before the Lord. We want a just balance before the Lord, no matter who's right or who's wrong. I'm saying that to say this. I have a real problem saying or agreeing with the state-controlled media that what they said that he just recently said, I don't believe it. I don't believe it at all. And I want to tell you why I don't believe it. Because Pak Sung, too, had told on January 3rd, the Associated Press, in a telephone interview from New York late Monday, that he sees all of these allegations as an effort to create an extremely confrontational atmosphere. Matter of fact, the Koreans were even saying, if they're so sure, show us the evidence. Well, some will just automatically, no matter what the government says, no matter what the CIA-controlled narrative is, though they deny and decry that they believe the media, but when the media tells them this sort of stuff, for some reason the government is flawless. You hold the same pride. And I want to tell you something. Take heed that you stand, lest you fall. God is not a respecter of persons. And he will not at all, in any sense of the word, overlook iniquity. In other words, you're going to be judged accordingly. You better make sure that you're on the right side in your judgment and in your talking points, because your talking points come from your heart. And the Bible clearly tells us, friends, that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. You better make sure you're on the right side, regardless of who is saying what. And when you come to conclusions concerning what the media has been inundating you with for a long time concerning Korea. Over and over and over again, as I highlighted during this article, your government has been found over and over and over again to create, friends, tensions, to create the war, to create political opposition, to justify in the eyes of the people by the lying media, to justify any attack on the countries or political opposition that they themselves have created. Only to be found false over and over and over again, like that of Gulf of Tonkin. Okay? But what I want to do is I want you to listen to these talking points and tell me if this does not sound like someone just pushed the replay button. Because this is craziness, friends. This is John Hanna, senior counsel at the Foundation for Defense of Democracy. Apparently, Johnny has forgotten that we are a constitutional republic once again. He says that sanctions and sanctioning individuals involved in North Korea weapons program is all well and good, but it is more important to target North Korea's economy as a whole. In other words, they better do what we're saying they better do, because if they don't, we're going to make an enemy out of them. We're going to create a monster out of you people for the rest of the world, and they're going to hate you until you bow to our every wish. This is what's really going on. Listen to this audio. Check this out, friends.
Well, the United States announcing sanctions, this just in today, against two senior North Korean officials involved in the development of weapons of mass destruction.
As North Korea's envoy
at the UN wants Washington to back up the claim the North was behind the WannaCry ransomware attack, calling the allegation, quote, baseless provocation, claiming the United States is using it to create tension. Meantime, the attack infected hundreds of thousands of computers worldwide. John Hanna is senior counselor at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. He's also former national security advisor to Vice President Dick Cheney. Thank you so much for talking to us. First of all,
thanks,
what do you make of the Treasury Department's newly announced sanctions, and will they make any difference?
Listen, I think it's all well and good to sanction individual North Korean officials, but I don't think anybody should fool themselves into believing this is going to make a major contribution to our efforts to get rid of North Korea's nuclear weapons. Far more important in that regard are going to be the types of measures we took last week to actually target North Korea's economy as a whole, which, if they were given enough time, could well bring that economy to its knees and trigger a real crisis in the Kim Jong-un regime. And right now, I think that's probably the only hope we have, short of launching a full-scale catastrophic war on the Korean Peninsula, of actually resolving this crisis.
Is that not interesting? Folks, this is just the tip of the iceberg concerning this interview. Did anybody pay attention to the talking points? Weapons of mass destruction? We're going to incur damage to their economy until they bow? Why doesn't he just say what this is really about? Until they bow to our every whim. Until they open their gates to a military presence to give us more power. So we can continuously police the world and establish that new world order, friends. You have military stationed all over the world. Since when it is, folks, since when has it become constitutional for the American government to go in and tell other countries what they better do and what they better not do? Since when has it become constitutional for our government or the president or any other arm of governments in the United States of America to go tell some other country what they are supposed to do and how they are supposed to do it, and if they don't, this is what's going to happen? Where is that in the Constitution? Since when has it become our duty to, again, police the world? It isn't. It hasn't. Why do we keep sticking our noses into those countries? I mean, I can go to the Middle East and tell you exactly what happened through Iraq. They had to create a monster out of Saddam Hussein, who, by the way, they put up until they didn't need him anymore. And why? What's there? It's not weapons of mass destruction, folks, that they were worried about. They wanted you to believe that's what the case was, but the fact of the matter is they wanted the oil. And guess what they got? They got the oil on the back of our fallen soldiers who did the deal for them, America. Again, what we need to do is begin to put this stuff into context so we can understand what's going on. What about Afghanistan? Why do we got to go over there and nose in? Why do we got to go over there and start overthrowing these dictators, friends, as we have been led to believe that they are? Because they have drugs. They have oil. They have resources that we want. And if the leaders of those prospective countries don't bow again at the whims and the will of American government, guess what? They start to put into your mind that these guys are a bunch of evil monsters. And they don't really tell you what it's all about. And the fact of the matter is, America, why don't you pull the curtain back? You'll find out who those evil monsters are. I mean, we live in a country where our own people kill our own president. We live in a country where we allow our government to sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb. And folks, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. And until we come to terms with the facts, friends, nothing's going to change. As I said during the first segment, the first casualty in every war is always the truth. And here we have this useful idiot with all these talking points, as a, again, someone's pushed the replay button as to what took place under Saddam Hussein and Gaddafi and, again, Ayatollah Khomeini and other countries, friends, that our government has demonized, brought them to their knees until they get what they want. And then we find out later on, over and over and over again, what those wars were really about. And what we do is we just conveniently close our eyes and put frontlets on due to the fact that we're trying to do our best to ignore the fact that it was our boys doing the biddings for corrupt politicians in the first place. I mean, folks, again, keep in mind, we're going to have to answer to God for everything that we do. And I don't care if, hey, folks, if there's a third world country that's right, I'm going to stand on the side of right regardless. And I'm going to do my best within the United States of America to do the right so it never happens again to those third world countries. And if we all thought this way, I'll tell you what, the first thing we would do in correcting ourselves is we would take many of these bureaucracies that have been created and we would deal with those elitists, those that are the top players in these bureaucracies. We would deal with them and we would throw them in jail if we really cared about what the truth was. How many wars, America, have we been a part of where your government cannot justify? Folks, they can't even tell you what some of these wars have been about. But, man, they had no problem pumping up and kickstarting the military-industrial complex to continuously make more arms to go ahead and destroy other countries, right? Not knowing that billions, millions, billions, and trillions of dollars have been made, again, on the backs of those useful idiots. Now, I want to go over to, again, what none other than the pedophile, Henry Kissinger, had to say, former Secretary of State. Military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. He said everything. Military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. And folks, guess what? Again, to further solidify my point here, guess what, America? John Hanna, former advisor to Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney owns Halliburton. And did you know that Dick Cheney made $39.5 billion on the Iraqi war? Folks, who has to gain from war? That's all you have to do is to look to those people that have gained from the war, and you'll find, friends, that they are the ones responsible for the war. Again, 2 plus 2 equals 4, friends, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
When you own your own restaurant, you have to do it all. Say your chef's out sick, you have to cook. If your busboy's a no-show, you have to clear tables. I even print my own dinner specials every day. You know, in all my spare time.
Right now at Staples, get up to $120 off select HP OfficeJet Pro printers as HP celebrates 30 years of helping small businesses succeed.
Thanks to Staples, now I have time to scrub my stock pots. So glamorous.
Staples. Saving money equals saving sanity. Ends 1/20/18. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Speaking from the heart, talking about the new administration's push for war. And again, it's not just been this administration. It's every administration. Ever since I told my son the other day, ever since I can remember, it's been war after war after war after war after war after war. And we were warned about this. Who are those that are responsible for advocating the war? Those that profit the most. I mean, this is something we need to think about. Why? Because a whole lot of people that are innocent and a whole lot of people that aren't are going to die in the process. of a bunch of bureaucrats behind closed doors starting these wars with the use of the media. This reminds me of Rome around 100 BC before Christ. Rome had no fire department. And an army general politician, Marcus Licinius Crassus, established a personal firefighting force. When a fire broke out, Crassus would arrive on site and proceed to bargain for the burning building and all surrounding structures until the owner would agree with his low price. The more the fire burned, the less he would bargain. Crassus went on to be known as one of the richest men in Roman history throughout his extortive measures. So this leads one to ask that if he was responsible for starting the fire since he made such gain from them. And folks, guess what history teaches us? Same old tactics are in full play today. It's not a thing of the past. You've been watching too many movies, America. We got to get down to reality and put our feet down. And the way to do that is to put them upon the rock, the word of Christ, throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, so we can come with wisdom and the wisdom of God and the mind of Christ with a proper balance. Mankind must put an end to war before war puts an end to mankind. I'm highlighting right now John Hanna, former advisor to Vice President Dick Cheney, who made $39.5 billion off the Iraqi war, who knows how to speak the language of creating a new war with the same old war tactics. And I am simply going back, turning the clock back just a little bit to show you, folks, they're doing it again. They're doing it again. See, there's nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:9. There's nothing new under the sun. Same old tactics. See, but what we need to do is study the past the way our forefathers told us to study the past so we can see the earmarks of what they do and how they do it. Let me give you another statement from the past. This is in 1957, General Douglas McCarthy. This is what he said of the United States government back in 1957. Tell me if it's happening today. Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency. Is that what's happening today, friends? This is in 1957, General Douglas McCarthy made this statement of the United States government. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we didn't blindly rally behind it. Is this what's happening? Is this what's happening today, friends? Because it is. Oh, here, let me go ahead and play that piece for you one more time. This is John Hanna. And you listen to the talking points and tell me if it's not someone pushing the replay button. And see, the thing is they're speaking now to a new generation that doesn't know the difference. And I'm here on the radio to make sure that they understand that this has happened over and over and over again. And I want you to make sure, too, friends, what I'm trying to do right now, contrary to what warmongers want, I recollect President Roosevelt said before the commencement of World War II that the American boys will never put foot on foreign soil. That's what the President of the United States said before World War II. After World War II, we lost 405,399 men. And I am sick and tired of it. And you can rest assured Mr. Roosevelt's kids or family members weren't in that war. Just like any other war. It reminds me of Vietnam, friends. My cousin was killed there. But it's interesting to note that after Vietnam, remember when the draft came out? See, the draft applied to everybody until the draft cards began to reach the homes of the congressmen and the senators and their children. And then once it got to the homes of their children, all of a sudden it was time to stop the war. Aren't you sick and tired of bloodshed, friends? It's blood money is what it is. And if I'm standing on this radio show, or I'm being heard on this radio show, and in the wrong, with the wrong perspective of what I am saying from my heart, that's your bad, not mine. I just want to make sure that our innocent in the military don't go do the biddings of a bunch of corrupt bureaucracies without cause. Maybe even attacking innocent countries without a cause. Why aren't we talking like this? How come we're not hearing conservatives make a reference to law concerning war? Why is it that they just go along with everything they say they don't believe? And they continuously talk about it and talk about it and talk about it and talk about it until we empower those that are working even against we the people today. Just think about that. You're digging a hole, America, while you're helping these bureaucracies that are working against you and working against other nations. Again, we don't have any business policing the world or putting a military presence on anybody's land to further our interests, to take control and have more control and more control to the point where nobody else can resist. And that's exactly what they're working on today. Again, here's John Hanna, former advisor under Dick Cheney. Listen to the talking points.
Well, the United States announcing sanctions, this just in today, against two senior North Korean officials involved in the development of weapons of mass destruction, as North Korea's envoy at the UN wants Washington to back up the claim the North was behind the WannaCry ransomware attack, calling the allegation, quote, baseless provocation, claiming the United States is using it to create tension. Meantime, the attack infected hundreds of thousands of computers worldwide. John Hanna is senior counselor at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. He's also former national security advisor to Vice President Dick Cheney. Thank you so much for talking to us. First of all, what do you make of the Treasury Department's newly announced sanctions, and will they make any difference?
Listen, I think it's all well and good to sanction individual North Korean officials, but I don't think anybody should fool themselves into believing this is going to make a major contribution to our efforts to get rid of North Korea's nuclear weapons. Far more important in that regard are going to be the types of measures we took last week to actually target North Korea's economy as a whole, which, if they were given enough time, could well bring that economy to its knees and trigger a real crisis in the Kim Jong-un regime. And right now, I think that's probably the only hope we have, short of launching a full-scale catastrophic war on the North, on the Korean Peninsula, of actually resolving this crisis.
Yeah, I mean, regarding a crisis, cyber warfare, and the WannaCry cyber attack, and whether or not there is evidence that would basically prove that publicly. I mean, so basically, this envoy wants the United States government to release any evidence proving that the North, in fact, did this. They deny it. What would be the disadvantage, first of all, to disclosing that evidence to back up the claim that Pyongyang was behind the attack?
First and foremost, I think we've got to be protecting absolutely critical intelligence sources and methods.
Stop for a second. We need to be protecting resources, information. Wait a second. This is America. We don't need to be babysat by those that we hire to work for us. Again, we're the employer, they're the employee. I understand secrecy. I understand protecting what he's talking about, but due to the fact that America doesn't have a history of doing the right thing to third world countries over and over and over again, nor to we the people, how do you stand back and trust him this time, America? I mean, that is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, that's a glutton for punishment. And that's exactly what the American people seem to come across as. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. Listen carefully. Our government rests in public opinion. Whoever can change public opinion can change the government, practically just so. That was Abraham Lincoln. And who better to say what he did than that tyrant? He did say what he said. Well, let me end the show with this, and it's important that you hear this. You can fool all the people some of the time, and some of the people all the time. But you can't fool all the people all the time, and you can fool God none of the time. Love you by what we do. Talking 23. See ya!
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.